This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This week, I brought back a guest who I truly enjoyed having a conversation with, Christy Whitman, who is absolutely amazing when it comes to transformation, desire, achieving your desires, and all these other things that she does with abundant mindset and whatnot. We had her on episode number 172, Managing Your Energy to Attract the Life You Desire. I had the opportunity to sit back and enjoy and have another wonderful conversation with her, diving deeper into the elements of what she teaches and how to look at things from one light to another and perspectives and all this great stuff that you're going to get out of this. This show, this episode is really going to help you transform your mind, your energy, and your vibe. So I don't want to take much more away from this, but here is multiple New York Times bestselling author, Christy Whitman. Christy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Victor. I'm very happy to be back with you.
Excited to have you back on. For listeners, this is going to be a little different than the normal interview just because Christy's been here before. So if you want to listen to her story, her background, and so much more, check out episode 172. You can find that in the show notes. But Christy, I'm excited to have you on and to dive into just what we were talking about just before getting into all this and of how we can change our life. So I like to just, let's just go there. I know it's a big, broad, bold question. I'm going right into it. There is no warm-up. It's kind of like life, right? There is no warm-up to things. It just happens. And then we have to learn and extrapolate from there. So what are some of the things that people, when it comes to changing our life, let's start there. How can, you know, what are some of the things that we have power and control over?
So we have power and control over our consciousness. And so if we really look at what's our consciousness, if we break that down, it, you know, because there's so much and there's so much coming at us now and other people and contrasts and things like that. But really the only thing that we have control over or influence over is our consciousness. So what is our consciousness? It's the words that we speak. It's the thoughts that we think. It's the perspectives that we hold, and that even means like what we hold as a picture, an image in our minds. It's the feelings that we have, process, don't process, and then the actions that we take. So if we break it down into those five buckets, right, it's our words, our thoughts, our perspectives, our beliefs, right, our feelings, and our actions.
I love that. And we have control over all those, don't we?
We do. Nobody, I mean, you're married, right? You can't put words in your wife's mouth, you know? I certainly cannot put thoughts in my husband's head, you know? I can't make him do or change as much as a lot of times people want to make, you know, you change and then I'll be happy. You know, people are taking the have the behaviors or to have their habits or taking the actions that they're taking. And all of that is based on what's going inside our own head. You know, when we think about any goal or any desire, if we are feeling and saying, well, I can't do that, you know, and the words, I can't do that, then that creates a picture or an image of us not being able to do it, not being able to get past it. You know, then are you going to be eager to take the actions because you're not going to feel inspired? But on the opposite, if you're saying, I can do it, I'm excited to do it, I'm looking forward to do it. And, you know, the words that you think are then from that momentum of what the spoken word, right? And then you have a picture of yourself doing it, achieving it, having it, being it, whatever it is, then you feel a good. And then, of course, you're going to eagerly take those action steps. So it all creates momentum. And all of that is an inner game before it even becomes something that we do in the physical world.
But yet we're always focusing outside and doing, right? Because even like as a business, doing business coaching and stuff, it's always been fascinating. And it's a conundrum I have to really work on with individuals to get over. It's like, well, okay, I want to get to this level. What do I need to do? We don't have to do really much anything. What do you mean I don't have to do anything? Well, there may be some things, but that's not important right now. What's important is we got to work on the inner game, the mind and what you're saying, the words you use. And I love how you bring up words because, you know, if we look at when we put a word together, it's called a spelling. Which we're casting a spell. I know it's getting back into witchcraft and all that fun jazz, but it really is. Like that's all they were. Like when you think of like a curse, curse is just a blend of words that come together, the XYZ. But a curse can also just be a word that you choose that can be either, let's just use it on ourselves, right? It's something that we think of ourselves being a certain way, or I don't look forward to this, or I don't this. That's such a low vibration. It's not, you're going to have a low outcome. You're going to have a low performance from there and so forth, rather than choosing higher elevated words, like you're being like, I'm excited, I'm looking forward to these things. It changes the whole game.
It changes everything. I mean, you know, there's no coincidence that in the Bible, it says, in the beginning, there was the word. I mean, words create everything. And, you know, it's like our words are our wands, right? Like you said, they create everything that we do. We are creative beings. We are an extension of the creator. We are an individualized extension of the creator. So we have that creative ability. We are the creators of our own life experience. Now I get it. It looks like, well, the government or my parents or my wife or my this or that has control over me, and I'm a victim to my circumstances, but we're actually not. The only way we become a victim to our circumstances is by thinking we're a victim to our circumstances.
And it's just giving our power away, and it's so true in so many ways. And it's like when you're talking, when you were saying the word in the Bible, I was laughing a little bit because I'm like, it's so true. But think of the word abracadabra and the definition of what it means. And magicians have been using this for how long now? But when you actually look at the meaning, I speak, I create, and it's right there. What you speak, you're going to create. And something so simple,
Yes.
but yet. It's also so hard in some ways. Would you agree or no?
Well, it's hard in the sense because that's what we've learned. That's how we've been, you know, we have a particular vernacular. We've learned something, you know, like I remember years, and I can still talk to my mom and, you know, in a sentence or in a conversation, she should, and should, and you should, can't, should, you know, and it's like, geez, you know, it like that one word, well, you should have done this. We're beating ourselves up for something that we cannot control in the now that we've already done, and yet we're beating ourselves up for it. And or I should do this doesn't give us options and choices. It puts us in a box of what the rules and the roles are. I should call my mom. Do I feel like calling my mom? You know, there's no freedom in that. And so just a word like that and the constriction that it gives to ourselves, you know, that when we are feeling constricted, This is how we continue that momentum of feeling disempowered, feeling constricted. But if we change the words, you know, what choice do I have? Do I want to call her now? Do I want to call her later? Right? Do I want to take this action? Do I want to take that action? When we give ourselves choices and options, because that's literally what we've all been endowed with. We all have free will and choice. And that even means with the very words that we speak. So if we're speaking words that feel good and that are based in abundance, then we create more abundance. If we're speaking words that feel bad, that's based in lack and we create more lack. Like, let's just talk about that, because I've been a coach since, you know, 2000, right? Over 20 years now. And it's really amazing to understand. I've been doing my own interpersonal work for about 28 years. And the thing that changed my life was understanding that there's a lack mentality and then there's an abundant mentality. And the lack mentality feels constricted. It always feels bad. Lower level emotions like fear, worry, doubt, disappointment, sadness, you know, frustration, all of that comes because our consciousness is focused on what's not enough, or we're not enough, or someone's not doing enough, God's not doing enough. Something is not enough. There's a perspective, or our consciousness, again, words, thoughts, perspective, feelings, you know, and actions are in a place of not enough. So it's lack, and lack always feels bad. But when we shift into an abundance mentality where there's more than enough and we're getting excited about possibilities, and, you know, we feel that expansiveness, when we are in abundance focus, we feel good. So lack always feels bad. Abundance always feels good. And we're the ones that chooses where we put that focus.
Love that. So what about then, like, let's say a listener is listening to that. And I love how you broke that down so elegantly and so forth. And it's one of those things where they're like, yes, I get it, Christy. I want to be in that abundance. I keep thinking there, and that's where I want to go. And then this happens in life, and my mind just goes right there. And it's so hard to get back to the other side.
I get it. All of us, every single person experiences that, because this is a land of polarity. This, you know, there's the universal law, the law of sufficiency and abundance that I've been teaching for decades, but there's also the law of polarity. And in this polarity, this is what our third dimension, you know, human experience is about. If there's up, there's down, if there's left, there's right, in, out, you know, hot, cold, there is polarity. So when we see contrast, something that we do not want, right, we can literally in that moment point to it and either do one of two things. We can witness it and then have resistance about it, which is, you know, contrast, and then resistance to the contrast are two very different things. But most people automatically, they just react, you know, they have reactivity to that contrast. This happens, now I'm pushing energy, I'm pushing up against it. That's not what I want. And that's what we have in our consciousness control over. There's contrast, which many times we don't have control over what someone else says or does or what happens, but we have control over the resistance, because when we resist something, we then create more of that contrast, more of what we don't want, and that we can control. We may not control what comes in this now moment, but we can have influence over what happens in the next moment, and then in our future. So when something of contrast happens, no matter what degree, it could be you stub your toe all the way to someone that you love passes, right? There's so many different spectrums of what contrast could look like. When that happens, there we have to look at, okay, what do I want? Why do I want it? And how do I want to feel? Now, if it's extreme, you know, like it's an extreme contrast, and we already have, like if someone passes, right, there's a grieving process that we need to go through. There's emotions that come up. There's a feeling of missing them. There's a shock. There's, you know, the five stages of loss, like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, you know, created years ago or discovered years ago. I mean, there's a process by releasing our emotions and releasing what our resistance is once we feel the resistance. But if something happens, we can go, okay, what do I want? Why do I want it? And how do I want to feel? Believe me, I've done this. I've been through a divorce. I've lost a job before. I've been through incredible debt. I had my 2-month-old baby, had to go in for open heart surgery, almost died. I've had my brand new dream house almost burned down because fires, you know, behind us. I mean, I've had contrast. We all have. I mean, all of us, even if your life was perfect, we all experienced a pandemic together. It was a universal thing, right? That's contrast. In that situation of contrast, we have a choice. How do I feel about this? How am I going to think about this? How am I going to respond to this? What am I going to, you know, what pictures or beliefs am I going to hold about this? When pandemic happened, because of the training that I've had, I'm like, I'm healthy. I know that if I got anything, I would be healthy. I envision myself to continue to be healthy, and I envision my business still expanding. And I envision, you know, I focused my entire consciousness, not on the fear. It was more of a fear demic than a pandemic. I didn't focus on the fear. I focused on what can I do? How can I serve? What does it look like now? And what do I want now? And we all have that ability because, again, going back to this very start of this conversation, we control the words that we speak. We control the thoughts that we think. We control what we visualize, what we imagine, what we picture inside of our minds. We actually can choose our emotions, and we're the ones that take action or not. So other than that, there's really nothing. That's the secret to life, if you ask me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. It's simple as that. I love it. And I love how you brought up the whole thing with the pandemic and stuff, because it is like there was so much, you know, the fear that came out and business and all this other stuff. And I mean, let's face it, even for me, that first month I was in Chicago and first month we had one of the hardest lockdowns. And that first month I saw a 40% hit in that month of my business. That was around the average, the low end of the average of what chiropractors were experiencing. And my wife looks at me and she goes, why are you so calm? And I said, oh, so this is an opportunity to help serve people, because I worked with Pete. So I'm like, moms are now going to have to be this and this. Look at the problems that are coming up. We have the answers to help them. I said, let's just serve and continue doing what we do. And we're going to, and everything's going to work out. I don't know when. I'm not looking at a time frame. I just know it's going to. 3 months later, we're breaking records in our office that we've ever done. I've been in business for 11 years at that time. And so it was one of those things where I share the story a lot with clients of mine, because I'm like, you got it. And whatever shows up, whatever contrast, right? It's how we how we're going to respond to it. But I wanted to ask you this question, though. Isn't contrast is always there for some deeper reasoning? We may not understand it in the moment, But there's a purpose and a reason of why we go, we have contrast come up, like, you know, having a house burn or, you know, having a death of a loved one, divorce or, you know, bank, whatever it may be. There's so many of them. There's a purpose, though, behind it in some way. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It gives us clarity. It gives us absolute clarity. It's like an artist, right? Contrast is a good thing when you're looking at an artist that's creating a painting. If you just had all the same color, right, there wouldn't be that depth. There wouldn't be that, you know, that really juicy, you know, creation that you can see the different colors. So contrast is beneficial to us if we look at it that way. Because it's like, what is the gift in this? You know, I am the messenger for the Council of Light. And so I get messages, you know, first person and obviously, you know, in places where I can hear him and see him and stuff like that. And when this was first happened with the pandemic, I was like, what's up with this council? And they're like, this is an amplification time. This is a time for people, because if someone is afraid of money, whoa, that's really going to come up for them, right? If someone is afraid of their health, oh, that's really going to come up for them. If someone is in a marriage that is so unsatisfying and now they're locked down with this person, I mean, there was a lot of divorces that happened because of that, right? A lot of shifting. And, you know, a lot of people changed their careers. What wasn't working got amplified. And to our point, there were a lot of people that looked at that and said, you know what? Life's too short. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to shift. I'm going to change this. I'm going to leave that person. I'm going to go get another job. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to, you know, and they created good from that contrast. Whereas we always have free will and choice. There's other people that went down. They started smoking more. They started drinking more. They started eating more. You know, they weren't taking care of themselves. They let the contrast be the thing that literally sinks them instead of that leaping, you know, that jumping off point. Because when you look at the contrast, exactly what you're saying, if you look at it as this is a gift, the universe is for me, everything that I'm experiencing is to gift me in some way, because the gift on the other side is the clarity, it's the freedom, it's the growth, it's the expansion, it's the clarity of who you are and what you want in life.
And I couldn't agree more with that. And when we look at, so contrast, let's say a listener's listening and they're like, okay, I get this. I like this. This is great. What are questions? I know you probably already have shared this already, but I just want to get it, come back to it, recap it then. What are some things someone can do when they are facing contrast? What are things they can ask, or how can they respond? Words to choose? How could they shift their perspective? All the things that we've kind of tidied up, talked about a little bit. What are things that they can do?
Well, if you have noticed the contrast and you've already experienced resistance to it, meaning you're already in the, oh no, you know, the, oh crap, the, you know, kind of place, and you're already feeding and feeling that resistance, just stop. And that's where you have to really have emotional intelligence. Like, I'm feeling, and you don't have to name it, describe it, you know, I'm feeling bad. I'm pushing up against this, you know, this is getting me, I'm powerless to this contrast. Stop, feel your emotions. We have an emotional body, which is our belly, and energy, right? Everything is energy. And when you allow yourself to just feel the pulsation of whatever emotion you're feeling, that starts to dissipate it. And instead of like being in your head about it, the mind, you know, creates the emotions, and the emotions creates more thoughts inside the mind. And so it's like this vicious cycle. They feed on each other. But if you can isolate and go down into your belly, and it takes about 90 seconds to actually process an emotion, if you feel that, let all of your focus be into the belly, not in the thoughts. Don't try to rationalize it. Go, oh my God, you know, just bring all of your focus into the belly. This is energy mastery. And this is, I mean, everything's energy. When if you master your own energy, you've mastered everything. So you go into your belly, let that energy go, and then let yourself feel compassion. Compassion is a neutralizer. And more of us need to have more self-compassion. Now, self-compassion is not feel sorry for myself. Self-compassion is a very soothing, like, you know what? I know this sucks, but you're going to get through it. It's like coming out, you know, you lived in Chicago, right? It's like coming out on a really cold, blistery, you know, day and getting next to a fire, having a blanket wrapped around you, or having a, you know, a cup of cocoa or coffee or something that your favorite drink, where you're just like, ah, oh, like that, that's self-compassion. And the more that we can feel self-compassion, we can actually give compassion to others. So having that self-compassion, okay, this is something I do not appreciate. This is something I do not want. What if you've already engaged with it, process that emotion, let yourself feel the compassion, and then say, okay, what do I want? What do I want? Just ask yourself that question, because now the mind isn't focused on the contrast. Your mind is focused on the solution, or your mind is focused on the options or the choices. Your mind is now focused on a very different reality, a different, very different picture of what the opposite of that contrast. And if you don't know what you want, because a lot of people don't, again, coaching for many years, I ask them what they want and they go, I don't want this, right? Because we're so conditioned. So if you don't want the contrast, what's the opposite? Like, just say, what is the opposite of being in debt? Well, having a lot of money. Great, right? What's the opposite of going through a divorce? What's the opposite of being lonely? What's the opposite of not having your health the way you want it? I'd be really healthy. I'd be in well-being. That gives your mind something first to focus on. Then when you got your mind focused on it, so what do I want? The second question is, why do you want it? When you start thinking of all the reasons why you want something, you're starting to not only evoke on a deeper level the mind, but also the emotions, because I want to be able to take that trip. I want to be able to invest in my business. I want to be able to have money coming in overflowing amounts, right? Now you're starting to get into that feeling space, which when you have the feeling and the mindset together, that visualization with feeling, now you're creating this momentum. So what do I want? Why do I want it? And ultimately, how do I want to feel, right? I want to feel free. Well, that feeling of freedom is available to us right now, just like the feeling of constriction. That feeling of success is available to us right now. So is the feeling of failure. We get to choose what part of the spectrum we want to be on. We get to choose what energetic vibration we want to connect with, because it's all right here. We have this idea, we've all been trained this way, that if I want to feel successful, if I want to feel secure, if I want to feel free, I have to go get that amount of money. I have to go find that person. I have to go do something before I can feel. No, feel. And now you're feeling good. Your consciousness is in a place that feels good. And now you're attracting what you want.
Simple as that. But we do the do, the set of the be, do, have. We're always doing the have, do, be, right? Have it. Then we can do. Then we can be that person that we think we need to become. But as the law of vibration, we only experience what it is that we're vibrating in, as you know. And so I love how you share all those different elements for individuals to truly learn how to take control back of their life. I mean, it really is that. And it's really giving that opportunity to choose. Yeah, things are going to happen. They happen for a lot of variety of different reasons. I know the mind likes to play games when something happens, especially when it's more of an extreme contrast. But it's something I always tell myself when this happens. I'm like, there's always going to be something good coming out of this. It's always for the greater good. It's going to be for the greatest thing that I could ever imagine that's going to happen to me. I have no freaking clue. It makes no sense right now, but I know in time I'll be able to look back in the rearview mirror and it will make sense to me to go, wow, that's why that happened. Well, that's why I went through a year of this or that. And then it's like, that makes sense now. Now I see how it led me to here. And now I can see how this is going to help me to go to this point. Cool. Man, I am so grateful. I wasn't maybe as grateful back then, but I am so grateful now.
That's such a beautiful perspective. It's like this or something better, right? This doesn't work out and something better is coming along.
You know, it's like they say, they say one door closes, another one opens. I always say one door closes and there's a greater door that's going to open. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating when I tell this to clients all the time, it's fascinating when you really hone in on that perspective that I had something happen a couple of years ago and I was like, man, what the heck? And I'm like, you know, don't get into that. It's fine. I can embrace the suck for a second, as I like to call it. But then I'm like, let me, you know, hey, there's gonna be something greater. I don't know what. My mind can't figure it out. That's okay. but it's going to happen. Something greater is going to come. And then all of a sudden I was like, man, I'm so happy I didn't do that. And then something better came beyond what I ever imagined. And so it's one of those things where keeping the perspective, choosing the right words, right? Not getting into that scarcity type, you know, that mindset, and really just honing in. Do you also, with all this, where does gratitude play a role?
It's one of the highest vibrations, right? So giving gratitude for what you don't even have yet helps you feel better in the now, because you feel like it's way to you, right? So gratitude for what you have, gratitude for what you don't have, but what you desire to have, it's the greatest way to get yourself in a vibrational match with what you want. And once you're in a vibrational match with what you want, now it's like a beacon. You're magnetizing that to yourself.
Can you play a mind trick on yourself and be grateful for the contrast you're experiencing?
Absolutely. It's better than resisting it. You know, like you said, I embrace the suck. I like that. That's like, okay, this sucks, but you know what? I'm grateful for it because it's going to teach me something. I don't know what it is right now, but moving into that place of gratitude, I am in gratitude for this because I know it's going to turn out better. I know something good is going to come out of it. It pivots your total consciousness, which we create from our consciousness.
I shared in the second book I wrote, it's all about A Walk in the Dark, and it's talking all about contrast. And it was funny because in the book I'm writing about when I'm in an argument with my wife, as much as, you know, I may be having my own emotions as a human being, in the back of my mind somewhere, maybe not in the moment, but it's coming, where I'm like, I am so excited. I'm so grateful for that argument. I'm so grateful for that what we went through. And some people are like, really, you really say that? I'm like, not in the moment, but later I will. Because even though we haven't solved anything yet, I already know we're going to become stronger once we go and things calm down and we have come back to connect. Then it's like, okay, I learned a little something more about her, or I learned what I can do to be like this, or whatever it may be. And it enhances our relationship. And I'm so like, in the midst of it all, I may not be saying it initially, depends. Sometimes I may, but most time I'm not. But it becomes that point where it's like, you know, just see it like, yeah, this is going to be something greater. It's going to work out, and I'll be appreciative of it because of that. So,
well, you know, it's amazing when you're saying that, what brings me to that is we usually, when someone's in an argument with someone or contrast comes up, we go, oh my God, is that person the one? You know, I don't know if I can stand being with her anymore. You know, like we look at all the what's wrong and bad, which is coming from the lack mentality, right? Or, you know, she's so flawed. She's so messed up. How could she think like that, right? We're pushing against the contrast instead of being able to, like you said, you know, be in the gratitude that someday, well, maybe not in 5 minutes, but someday this is going to give me more clarity about her. I'm going to get to know her. We're going to come together more because of this. You know, when we're in that place of, oh my God, what is wrong with me? You know, how come I can't succeed? How come, you know, we beat ourselves up, and that brings us into being a victim of the circumstances instead of being the powerful creator that we are all designed to be.
I love that. And I think that eloquently wraps up this whole entire conversation, what we had. So Christy, it's always been a joy to have you on. I really enjoyed this conversation. I could talk to you for days. Is probably I said that the last time you were on. How can people find you, connect with you, what you're up to, and all the amazing work that you're doing for this world?
Well, thank you. So you can go to watchyourwords.com. What we've been talking about, you know, this is practical. What do you say instead of the words that, you know, really deplete your energy? So I created a 10-day program called Watch Your Words. It's free. You could go to watchyourwords.com. Every day you get a video that's like 2 minutes in length, and it tells you what not to say, why, and what to say instead. And then there's even like tools and practices that you can do, and you'll feel the difference as you say different words. So that's the best way to get started with me. You can always go to christywhitman.com is my major website, and I'm all over social media as well.
Awesome. Christy, it was great to reconnect. I appreciate you taking the time to come back on. And really enjoyed this conversation. I know it's going to benefit a lot of people, and appreciate all the work you continue to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me and what you do in the world.
mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.